evening to our service. We had a wonderful service this morning. We pray once again the Lord will come and bless us as children take part in Sir Brother Andrew Stewart comes to minister God's word. But we're going to ask Elsie Rennie to come and do a welcome on behalf of the children.
We give you loving welcome to our dear church today, and hope that we shall see you on every Sabbath day. We come to learn of Jesus, his teachings to obey. Oh, may you learn to love him while in our church today. We give you loving welcome to our dear church today, and hope that we shall see you on every Sabbath day. So now we give you welcome to our dear church today, and hope that we shall see you on every Sabbath day.
Thank Elsie for welcoming us all to the service this evening. We're going to turn to hymn 439 and worship the Lord together in our opening hymn of praise, 439. I have a shepherd, one I love so well, how he has blessed me, tongue can never tell. And we'll stand and worship the Lord together after this introduction, 439. commit our service to the Lord. We're going to pray and seek the face of the Lord together, please. Our gracious Lord, our loving, eternal, heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the privilege tonight of being found in the house of God, among the people of God, and most of all in the presence of the Lord. Lord, we come into thy presence acknowledging that thou art God, and beside thee there is none else. And Lord, as we were talking earlier, the world seems to be trying to take God out of the picture. And O Lord, such mocking and scoffing at the Bible and the things of God. But we thank thee, Lord, thou art still the same yesterday and today and forever. And thou art still God, and thou art still in control of all things. And we thank you, Lord, thy word is still sure and a solid foundation in which we can build our lives upon. And we pray, Lord, today that as the boys and girls come and minister to us in word and in song, Lord, that those truths will be heard in every heart today. Lord, open our hearts. Help us to receive the truth. Lord, we thank you for those wonderful words. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The men and women, young people in this meeting today, and they're in the bondage of sin. We pray, O Lord, as they hear the truth of God's word, they'll be set gloriously free. We thank you, Lord, for the gospel. We thank you that there is salvation from sin. Thank you, Lord, there's a Savior who loves us and gave himself for us and shed his precious blood to cleanse us from our sin. Thank you, O Lord, there's one in heaven praying for us tonight. And, O Lord, we pray that this night there'll be men and women and boys and girls in this meeting who will call upon the name of the Lord, and they will be saved. Lord, take away fear and nerves from the children. Lord, give them help to do their bit, we pray. And Lord, may the message come across very clearly. And then as our brother will come to minister at the end of the meeting, we pray, O Lord, you'll just fill him with thy spirit and use him, Lord, as God's messenger tonight with God's message. And may we see signs following the preaching of the word of God. But thank you for the wonderful theme tonight. The Lord is my shepherd. And we thank you for the one who gave us life for the sheep. We thank you, Lord, for the one who guards and guides and keeps us. And Lord, we pray tonight our hearts will be thrilled as we hear more about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our Sunday school. Thank you, Lord, for a year of faithful teaching. Thank you, Lord, for workers who gave the Lord this year to minister to the boys and girls. And we pray, Lord, you'll bless them, Lord, even over this summer period. Lord, give them that refreshment of soul. And Lord, just give them, Lord, that anticipation for coming back again in September. Do the work of the Lord. Bless our brother Roy, our sister Kathleen, Lord, as they oversee this work. Give them wisdom, we pray. May they know God's mind and will, Lord, for future days. And we just pray, Lord, you'll bless them even this night. Thrill their soul, Lord, as they see the outworking, Lord, of this preparation for this Children's Day. Lord, bless in this church tonight. We pray for a deep sense of God's presence. Give us a glad time in the house of God. But most of all, Lord, speak with a voice that wakes the dead. Make the people hear tonight. Bless every heart gathered, we pray. Pass not one by. We pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Whenever we make the arrangements for the special Children's Day, our superintendent and the teachers, they seek a theme to run through all of the efforts tonight for the boys and girls. And the theme this year certainly is, of course, every year the theme is the Lord Jesus. That never changes. But looking at Jesus Christ in different ways, for example, he is the Word of God, and many other descriptions are given, I am the bread of life. But this year it is the shepherd. And you'll notice in the singing, in the recitations, we have the good shepherd, the gentle shepherd, and the great shepherd. And so we'd love to introduce you to the shepherd of his sheep. I'm going to ask Leah to come now and sing for us, Carried on the Shoulders of the Shepherd. Listen to the words of this lovely hymn, Carried on the Shoulders of the Shepherd.
Shoulder, then he placed me safely. reach my home sweet home. There's no danger that can now affright me. I will rest secure on every side, and His peace has filled my heart o'erflowing. There my soul forever will abide, carried on the shoulders of the Shepherd. No more on the mountains will I roam. My home, sweet home. Nothing in myself such love could merit. All of grace is blessing, full and free. Oh, the wonder of His boundless mercy. Worthless, sinful soul like me, carried on the shoulders of the Shepherd. No more on the mountains will I roam, carried on the shoulders of the Shepherd. Safely will I reach my home, sweet home. Shepherd, no more on the mountains will I roam, carried on the shoulders of the Shepherd. Safely will I reach my home, sweet home.
Thank you very much indeed, Leah, and of course the Shepherd, when He found us out there away on the mountaintops, He took us and laid upon His shoulders and carried us, carried on the shoulder of a shepherd. Now, of course, who would ever think about the shepherd without thinking of the 23rd Psalm? And we're going to ask one of our older members. We're going to ask Epi. And Epi is going to recite for us the 23rd Psalm. Now listen to this carefully, because the words are so important, and Epi has something important to say to each and every one of us tonight.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I be prepared to deal before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
For reciting those beautiful words, and how wonderful it is to be able to say it out of the depths of your soul, the Lord is my shepherd. That's what makes a difference when you know Him. Now we're going to ask the boys and girls, they're going to sing us the first group of choruses, and let's hear you sing, minister to us right now.
Trust Him.
today for singing those choruses for us. But of course, knowing about the shepherd is one thing. You could say and recite, "The Lord is my shepherd," and yet not know him. And of course, we know him by faith. We trust in him. We put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And so therefore, we're going to have a recitation now. And I'm going to call upon Carter and Anna, Sophie, Abigail, Ollie, Alex, and Matthew. And their subject is faith. Faith, of course, in the great shepherd of the sheep.
The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 3, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear."
Faith is true belief. When you cannot see, will you then receive Jesus now to be your own Saviour, Lord and King? He will make your heart to sing.
A is for all who come today, Jesus will receive. Will you come and say, "Lord, I do believe"? From your burden be relieved, because the Saviour you receive.
I is for I. I am very small, only 6 years old. Jesus loves us all dearly, we are told. That is why he came to save and give us hope beyond the grave.
T is for trust. Trust in him today. Ask him to forgive. Take your sins away. Help you now to live. If you let the Savior in, he will cleanse your heart from sin.
H is for happy. Happy you will be if you trust today. Joyful, glad and free, singing all the way. Trust the Savior's precious word. Take him as your friend and Lord.
The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him."
Romans chapter 10, verse 17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God."
Right, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's why it's so important for us to teach boys and girls God's precious and God's holy word. Now we're going to have a duet, and they're going to sing about the good shepherd. And that is Adam and Andrew are going to sing, if that's correct. Adam and Charlie. Adam and Charlie are going to sing for us. And that is the Good Shepherd.
We children have learned a sweet story from the book far more precious than gold. It is of Jesus the shepherd who loves us and his beautiful heavenly fold. Yes, Jesus the good shepherd loves us and tenderly cares each day. Yes, Jesus the good shepherd loves us and leads us each step of the way. That kind and lovely shepherd is watching and caring for us here below. And he says we should love one another and make any soft kindness to show. Yes, Jesus the good shepherd loves us and tenderly cares each day. Yes, Jesus the good shepherd loves us, and his beautiful heavenly.
certainly it's not easy standing up in front of everyone, but we're certainly delighted that Adam and Charlie sang for us the Good Shepherd. And thank God the Good Shepherd loves us and tenderly cares each day. Now we're going to get the Word of God open. Get your Bibles. I'm going to ask Kai to come and read to us from Hebrews chapter 13. Let's get the Word of God, get the Scriptures open, and follow the reading of God's precious and God's holy Word. Kai, thank you.
Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 to 21. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience, in all things willing to live honestly. But I beseech you rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much indeed, Kai, for the scripture reading concerning the Good Shepherd. And now we're going to call upon the junior group, and they're going to sing for us, Our Shepherd. Just move forward as quickly as possible. And you know, I was thinking about that. Our Shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us he was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Thank God, with his stripes we are healed. That's the one the boys and girls are going to sing about. Our Shepherd. Listen to what they've got to sing.
We have a tender shepherd, a shepherd.
none other than the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, boys and girls, for ministering to us and singing about our Shepherd. And I trust that the Lord will bless each and every one of you, and that each one, while young in life, will know that Shepherd and know him as your Savior, your Lord, and your friend. Now we're coming to another recitation, and one of the favourite passages that I have in the New Testament is John's Gospel, chapter 10, speaking about the Good Shepherd and his sheep. I'm going to ask Michael to come, and Michael's going to recite for us John chapter 10 and verses 1 to 15.
The Bible says in John chapter 10, verses 1 to 15, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth, I am the door, by me if any man entereth. I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep."
Amen. Thank you very much indeed, Michael, for reciting the John chapter 10, 1 to 15. I was reminded there just in my mind of a young child was asked to recite the 23rd Psalm at Children's Day. And of course, he had everything prepared. Everything was perfect. Every word, every breath was properly taken. Until he stood up in front of the congregation, he looked down in the congregation, he saw all these faces just gawking up at him. And the wee boy, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And his mind was completely blank. And then he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, that's all I want. Amen." And he had got the substance of it. Because I can tell you, the Lord is my shepherd, that's all I want. And when you know him, you've got everything. Now we're going to have a group of girls. And these young girls, Lucy, and Mia, and Emily, and Natalie, Charlene, and Ellen. And they're going to sing for us, "His yoke is easy, his burden is light." Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry. A very important thing. Oh, I would nearly get my head lifted if I didn't do this. There's a collection speech before you give your offering, because you're going to give twice as much after it's given. And so therefore, Johnny, come. Jonathan is going to come. He's probably breathing a sigh of relief that he wasn't doing this. No, you're not getting out of this. And that is the collection speech. And Jonathan is going to give it to us right now.
We're so glad you've come here to Calvary Free for this special time of year. Our Children's Day means such a lot to us, and your presence today brings us cheer. Our Sabbath school teachers faithfully teach us each week the story of God's love for man. And now it's our turn to deliver the word, and we'll do it to the best that we can. The gospel of Christ tells us of grace so supreme, changing the lives of mankind great and small. For we all are sinners, condemned in our sin, and it happened through Adam's great fall. The boys and the girls of this church on the hill have practiced so hard just for you. So sit back and listen to all that we say, for the message we bring is so true. Our precious Lord Jesus came from heaven above to redeem fallen sinners like me. He loved us so much, never counting the cost, that he shed his own blood on the tree. It's not easy to stand up and face such a crowd. We feel nervous lest we miss our lines. But we'll say all our verses and sing our sweet hymns, praying God writes his word on your minds. Now our boys have a task to perform at this time, to collect silent offerings from you. Just remember to give to the work of the Lord. Don't be mingy, paper money will do. As they pass round the pits, sweetly smile as you give. Cheerful givers will always be blessed. This is promised by God, and his word never fails. Do your part, let the Lord do the rest. Pray the children you see here on this Children's Day will give Jesus the rest of their lives. May they know God's salvation and seek his sweet will, know his presence and walk in his ways. Once again, thanks for coming to the church on the hill. Please come back, for every Sabbath we're here. Take the Lord as your Saviour, and then you can say, come what may, life or death, I have no fear. God bless you all till we meet again.
Well, the hymn we're singing for the offering is 582. 582, you'll remain seated for the first few verses of this hymn. Loving shepherd of thy sheep, keep me now in safety, keep nothing. Can thy power withstand, nothing or none can pluck me from thy hand. We'll remain seated for the first few verses, 582. shepherd of thy sheep, keep me now in safety. Keep this down and worship God.
Holly to sing for us, and she's going to sing "He Shall Gather the Lambs." Holly, come and minister to us in song tonight. Now we're going to have a recitation. We're going to call upon Lauren and going to recite "The Good Shepherd." Good Shepherd.
The Good Shepherd. The way was rough and dark, and the wind blew bleak and cold, and I, a foolish lamb, had wandered from the fold. No shelter could I find, nor place of refuge see, until the shepherd kind in love came after me. He heard my bleatings far upon the mountain way. He knew the barren path in which my feet would stray. And so the shepherd kind had left the other sheep, the wanderer to find and in his safety keep. The pastures sweet and green I in my folly left, for rugged rocks unseen and dark valleys in between. But soon the shepherd's call came ringing soft and clear. I heard the Saviour's voice and knew that he was near. Quickly he stretched his arm and drew me to his side, where safe from every harm, in peace I can abide. This shepherd good and true, who found me in distress, is seeking now for you in life's dark wilderness.
Thank you indeed, Lauren, for reciting us "The Good Shepherd." The way was rough and dark, and the wind blew bleak and cold. Now the foolish lamb has wandered from the fold, but thank God the shepherd followed after the sheep until he found it. Just thinking there, just in welcoming each and every one, looking down to see Sydney and Stella after a time of illness. It's great to see you out, Sydney, and Stella back in the Lord's house. And you've been prayed for, and we just thank God that you're able to make it tonight. Now we're going to have the young people sing for us their second group of choruses. Let's hear you sing.
In the green pastures, feeding night in blue waters lie. Soft in the evening walk my Lord and I. All the sheep of his pastures heard the wondrous divine. His sheep and I. Waters blue, pastures green.
Of girls, Lucy, Jolene, Chloe, and Naomi, and they're going to sing Shepherd of Love. What a wonderful shepherd we have, and what a loving shepherd we have, one who loves us with an everlasting love, one whose love will never change. Shepherd of Love. sing to a shepherd of love forever, I'll stay by thy side. I trust that that will be so, that our young people will come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior and seek to walk with him each day. Now we're going to have a little change, and we're going to have a musical item. And Jemima and Susanna, they're going to play for us, and the tune is Savior, Let a Shepherd Lead Us. And just listen as Jemima and Susanna will minister to us in music now. Now we're going to ask the senior group and a few of the Bible class girls to sing The Lord's My Shepherd. Thank you. Indeed. Maybe we could sing together just to change your position. One verse of a hymn, Sally. 691. Jesus is our shepherd. The voice we hear folded in his bosom. What have we to fear? 691. Just to change your position, then I'm going to call upon our brother Andrew Stewart to come and bring the word to us this evening. So therefore we're going to stand and sing one verse of 691. Amen. Let's stand and sing the verse, please.
Back again this evening to bring the concluding part of the Bible lesson, or at least the man we were thinking about. I wonder, does any of the boys and girls remember? Well, some people weren't here, so I'll give you a little clue. Some of the boys could maybe try and remember, the girls remember the man we're talking about. Let the people that weren't here this morning see. Does anyone remember? Any of the boys, girls remember? Emily? Martin Luther, that's exactly right. We're learning about Martin Luther. And we learned this morning, boys and girls and mums and dads, that we are saved. We're saved by faith alone, in Christ alone. It's not by works that we have done, but it's according to his mercy that he saved us. You know, a wise man once said that we're saved by faith alone. But true saving faith is never alone. Now, what did he mean by that? Well, I believe that man was thinking about a verse found in the Bible in Ephesians chapter 2 and the verse number 10. Because it says there, speaking about after we're saved, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." True saving faith is never alone. Boys and girls, mums and dads, it will always outwork itself in our lives because people would see and see Christ living in us. Now I wonder, is that you? I wonder, is there good works in your life that people can see, well, there's someone that is saved, not because they have done good works, but when you are saved, good works will flow out of your life. Or maybe you've just made a profession of faith, maybe a young person. And I ask you, is it real to you? Is it real, the words you were singing tonight on that screen? Is that shepherd real to you? Because true saving faith is never alone. The Lord of all glory can't reside in your heart and no change whatsoever. It's an impossibility to have the Spirit of the Lord dwell within your heart and not be different and not be changed. I almost forgot. I brought sweets with me. I'm going to take some of these Smarties. Getting a bit hungry, you know. Lovely. Very nice. Everyone's gone from the pulpit. I've some sweets in the bag. Is there any boys and girls want sweets? Is there? Sonny, do you want to come up and get some sweets, eh? Come on up and get some sweets. Any other? Maybe a girl? Any girls? Let me see who we've got. Holly, do you want some sweets? Roy, did I see your hand up? Roy, you want a sweet? Up you come. Roy, watch your fillings, Roy. Okay, there you go, Holly. Roy, you're not coming? Roy will get some after. Well, you know, what was I doing there, boys and girls, with my sweets? Does anyone know what I was doing with my sweets? Let me see, Matthew. Sharing the sweets out. And you know, I can only share the sweets because I have the sweets. They're my sweets. And Martin Luther, boys and girls and mums and dads, he was saved and Christ lived within him. And he wanted to share Jesus Christ. And he could only share with others the good news of the gospel because Christ lived within his heart. I wonder, have you shared with someone this week? Shared with someone the good news of Jesus Christ? Or maybe you cannot share because Christ does not live within your heart. Now, Martin Luther, he was saved and he was studying the Bible and he was growing as a Christian. But you know, boys and girls, there was another man in Europe and he was quite famous at that time. And something was going on in the city of Rome. Now, you never thought you would see this in a free pea church in your life. But wait till you see this here.
Just give me a second.
Now, if anyone's tuning on the internet, this is not an ecumenical service. This is Children's Day. But you know, boys and girls, at that time in Europe, there was a man and he was Pope Leo X. And Pope Leo X was engaged in a better watch hat here, girls, you've wild problem with that. And Pope Leo X was engaged in a building project in Rome. He was building a massive building called St. Peter's. But something had happened. He had run out of money. And the reason why Rome had run out of money is because, remember this morning I was telling you about how the bishops and the archbishops and the popes were living in Rome in sinful and wicked lives. They had spent all the money. And they had no money left to build St. Peter's Chapel. So they had to come up with a plan. How are we going to get money? How are we going to raise money to finish this magnificent building that everyone can look at? So they come up with a plan. And that plan, they were going to sell indulgences. You might think, what is an indulgence? Well, really, boys and girls and mums and dads, Rome had told the people that we're going to sell you a little bit of paper for some money. And if you buy that little bit of paper, that will forgive you of your sin. How foolish. Because the Bible teaches the only way that you and I can have our sins forgiven is by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, there was a man sent to Germany and his name was Johann Tetzel. And Tetzel carried round with him a big treasure chest. And he would go round and he would sell the people these little bits of paper, indulgences for forgiveness of sin. And people would come up and they would get their money and they would put it into the chest. And Tetzel made up a little rhyme. He said, as soon as the coin in the coffer rings, a soul from purgatory springs. And that's what Rome was teaching the people. And this made Martin Luther very sad. Because he knew you could not buy salvation. Salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ alone. And Martin Luther really cared for those around him and he wanted to share the good news of the gospel, that it's a free gift found in Jesus Christ. And it broke his heart. You know, there was even a man one day and he came up to Tetzel and he said, Tetzel, I want to buy an indulgence. And Tetzel says, yes, what do you want to buy that indulgence for? He says, I want to buy an indulgence for forgiveness for stealing. Tetzel thought, Yeah, well, that's more money for me in Rome. So he wrote it down, and in the man he put the coin into the treasure chest, and off he went. That night, Tetzel was walking home with his big chest full of money. And who jumped out of the trees? It was the man who had paid for the indulgence, for their forgiveness for stealing. And they took this man to court, and they brought him into court, and he says, "Oh, no, 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 no. I have a bit of paper." And the Pope says, "I'm forgiven for stealing. You can't do anything for me." And neither they did. And the man walked away with all the money. How foolish is that? How foolish to think that you and I could buy our salvation. As I said, this made Luther really sad. What did he do? Did he do nothing? No. He got out the Bible. He picked up his pen. And he started to write down on a piece of paper 95 arguments against the selling of these indulgences. And he looked at his Bible and he wrote down how... That's not true. The Bible says there's forgiveness only through the blood of Christ. And Martin Luther came up with his 95 theses, or 95 arguments against what was happening in Germany. What would Luther do? Well, Luther took his arguments and he walked down to the church, the castle church at Wittenberg. He took with him a hammer. And he had some nails. And he went up to the church door. And he put his theses upon the door. And he banged it into the door. And everyone came around and looked at his arguments. You might think, wow, what a brave thing for Luther to do. Well, you know, boys and girls, it really was only a little thing. Martin Luther didn't realize what God would do with his 95 arguments. Because the church door was the town notice board. That's all it was. And there was other things in that church door. Maybe some things for sale. Some chickens, some eggs, some hens, something like that there. And Luther had just taken down his arguments and put them on the door. But people began to read the arguments. And people realized what they had been taught by the church was not right, but that the Word of God was right, and there's only forgiveness through the blood of Christ. And something began to happen. People became Christians. People were saved by God's grace, and it started to spread throughout Germany and throughout the world. And you know what that meant for Tetzel's box? It started to get very empty. Because people were no longer dropping money into the chest. Well, Luther was pleased. The Lord was pleased. But someone was mad. Someone was mad. It was the Pope. It was the Pope. And so, boys and girls, we read from history that in 1521, the Pope called Martin Luther to give an account of himself, to come and answer for what he had done, and he called him to the Diet of Worms. Now, I brought some worms. Anybody want some worms? He called him to the Diet of... I think these worms are at Tesco. Don't know if you get them. Or, he called him to the Diet of Worms. Well, I've got to be honest with you. A diet of worms doesn't mean that he was eating worms. A diet just means that he was called to give an account, and worms was the city. That's where he had to go. So Luther was to go and stand before the other men and give an account of what God's word said. And at that time, boys and girls and mums and dads, the Pope had said that you're allowed to kill Luther. And you know that wouldn't be a sin. You're allowed to kill him. And that wouldn't be a sin. And so his friend said to Martin Luther, "Martin, I don't think you should go to the city of worms. Because they'll kill you there. Martin Luther, the whole world is against you. And that's what I love about Martin Luther. He said, good, for that means I'm against the whole world. See, Martin Luther stood in the Word of God. And though he was walking into that city by himself, you know what, boys and girls and mums and dads, God was with him. And God strengthened him. And so he walked in before these men. And these men wanted Luther to turn away from what he was teaching the people, to turn away from the book. What would Martin Luther do? They wanted him to recant, to take back all that he had said. Would he do it? Remember, his life was under threat. You're allowed to kill him and nothing would be done to you. Would he take it back? Decision time. He didn't. He stood up and he said, my conscience is captive to the word of God. To go against conscience is neither safe nor wise. I will not. I cannot recant. Here I stand. I can do no other. God, help me. What a day. What a day for this church. What a day for the Protestant faith that you're saved through grace alone. Martin Luther stood for God and he didn't take it back. And that's why you and I have freedom. Freedom to preach the gospel. Well, Luther was thrown out of the Church of Rome. Didn't really bother him. And off he went back to Wittenberg from the city of Worms. And on his way back, he got kidnapped. What was this? Is this the end of his life? You see, you're allowed to kill him. Was he going to die now? No, because Luther is still his greatest work to do. His greatest work for God. Luther was kidnapped by some friends and he was taken for his own safety to a castle in Wartburg. And there Martin Luther, he took off his monk's habit and he put on a costume, a disguise, so no one would kill him. You want to see what he put on and who he became? Another hat. He put on, can you hear me? He put on a knight's outfit. And Martin Luther was called Junker George. And he lived in disguise in the castle of Wartburg. When I thought about Luther dressed in a soldier, a knight's outfit, I thought about what it means to be a Christian. Because the Bible tells us we're to fight the good fight of faith. We're to contend earnestly for the faith. Martin Luther, even though he was saved, it did not mean his life was easy or everything was perfect. Luther got sick. People wanted to kill him. His friends forsook him. But Luther stood strong for God. Boys and girls in school, in college, Christians in your workplace, God wants us to earnestly contend for the faith. The faith that's delivered to us. A free offer of salvation. Full forgiveness of sin. What a message you and I have to share with those around us. To share with those in your classroom. They don't need to work for their salvation. Christ has purchased it all. What did Luther do in Wartburg? I'll tell you, his greatest work to do, and what was that? Luther again picked up his pen. And Luther took the Latin Bible that the people of his country could not understand. And Luther took his pen and Luther translated the Bible into German. And that meant his friends, his countrymen, could read the truth for themselves. Do you know what Martin Luther did? Martin Luther brought this book, right into the center of Christianity again. And in bringing this book, he brought the Lord Jesus Christ right into the very heart of the message of the gospel. Because this book is all about him. It's all about him. And I asked everyone in here, I asked my own soul, is this book the center of your life? Family, father, is this book the center of your home? That's what Martin Luther did. He brought the Word of God right again into the heart of the community, the church, the family. And this book changed the nation. Well, God's servants, they have to die. Martin Luther died in 1546. But before he died, he said something. He said, I did nothing. The Word did it all. I did nothing. The Word did it all. This is the sword of the Spirit. This is the gospel. And I encourage you to read the Word of God. Now, I've had a lot of things in my head tonight, and I've one last thing to put on. When Martin Luther died, he laid down his sword. He laid down his shield. But when he died and entered the presence of Jesus Christ, he received a crown of life. A crown of righteousness was laid up for Martin Luther, not because he had worked his way to heaven, but because Christ had died for his sin. And I ask everyone, boys and girls, visitors, will you receive a crown of life? You receive a crown of life. Not for any righteousness of your own, but because of what Christ has done by his life and by his death. We can learn so much from history. We can learn so much what God can do with one individual. And you know, boys and girls, there's such potential here of what God could do with you. God could take you and use you to shake the nations again. And that's what we need. We need an individual that God comes upon by His Spirit to rise up and to shake the nations once again. And I'm going to say in closing, and I have to say this, Martin Luther was not a perfect man. And you can read things about Martin Luther. And yes, Christian church, those things that will shock you about what Martin Luther thought and what Martin Luther did. But Martin Luther trusted in a perfect one. He himself was not perfect, but he trusted in the perfect one, Jesus Christ. I've mentioned dates and places and names. And I don't want you to remember that. I want you to remember that we're all born in sin. And we need a Savior, and that Savior alone is Jesus Christ. And when we are saved, we're saved to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. May the Lord bless this lesson to your heart for His name's sake.
Thank you, brother, for bringing the challenge of God's Word to our hearts tonight. And let me tell you, Martin Luther's day is done. And his crown's won. But friend, this is your day. This is your day. For some of us, that day is nearly done. But I look upon these children, and you are the future. I look for a man, says God. I look for a man to stand in the gap. You know what God said? I found none. Isn't that a tragedy? God's looking in this service tonight for young people to fill the gap, those who God has called home, the place of prayer, prayer warriors. Will you fill the prayer warriors' place? You say, I can't preach, but God didn't call you to preach. But you can pray. Will you fill the place of prayer? We need men for the pulpit for the days to come. Is there someone sitting down there, some of you young men, that God will take you and use you, saved by His grace, washed in the Savior's blood, that you might stand in this pulpit or pulpits like it, delivering like Andrew that once sat on those seats, and now he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? Yes, he's looking for you. Friend, this is our day. Will we take our stand? I'm going to call upon one of our young people to bring the final solo tonight. I'm going to call upon Abigail. And she's going to sing for us, Seeking the Lost. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing, friend. He's seeking the lost. May God grant you be found tonight by His grace. indeed, Abigail, for ministering that challenge. Far away. Is that where you are tonight? Far away from God. How long has the shepherd been following you? Where have you wandered to? Far away from the gospel that once you loved or perhaps heard. Far away from a mother's prayer or a father's intercession for your soul. And you're far away from God. But the shepherd's following. The shepherd's following after you. Because he loves you. He wants to save you. May God grant tonight that you will come to Him and trust Him as your Savior. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight if there's one in this gathering that know not Thy Son as their Savior. O God, I pray that Thou will bring them this night to saving faith in Christ. We thank Thee for the sweet news of the Gospel that there is a Savior from all sin. We thank Thee that Thou didst so love us, O God, that Thou didst give Thy darling Son and send Him to the cross to shed His precious blood that we might be saved, redeemed, brought into that fold, that family of God, never to perish, but to have everlasting life. Bring the last one. Bring the last older person in this meeting tonight. Bring the last young person, bring the last boy or girl to Jesus. Lord, close them in the Christ that they might be saved, safe for all eternity. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to sing one verse of or a couple of verses of hymn whilst the boys and girls in a moment are going over to the complex. Can I say thank you once again for coming and joining with us for our Children's Day? I trust your heart has been blessed as they have taken part and also as our brother Andrew has brought God's precious word. If there's someone tonight and you know not the Lord Jesus, don't go home that way. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The boys and girls, the Sabbath school will recommence on Sunday the 3rd of September in the will of God. We want you to invite other little boys and girls, friends, family, get them in under the sound of the Word of God that they might hear news whereby they too can be saved. May God bless you. And thank you, boys and girls, for ministering to us today. May God keep His hand upon each and every one of you. Remember, He's looking. He's searching. He needs that one to take their stand for Him. May God grant you to be that one. 688 is the number. When He cometh to make up His jewels, all His jewels, precious jewels, His loved and His own. And as we sing this, the boys and girls are going to make their way over to the complex. And thank you, parents, for allowing us to have them and sharing the gospel with them. Let's stand to sing. Let's stand to sing. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, our Heavenly Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with each and every one of us this night. And every morning that dawns and night that falls until Jesus comes or Jesus calls. And then with Him, redeemed by the Savior's blood, with Him forevermore. In Jesus' name.